You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we continue with our reflections on success in business, and we're taking a look at the business stories that have provided a lot of inspiration over the years, and business stories that make a lot of sense when you look at them. I'm joined on the line by the co-founder and CEO of Seriti Resources Group Holdings, Mike Deckett, to take a look at his journey through business and just get a sense of what success looks like to him. Dr. Deckett, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. I think before we get to where you are now and what you define success as at this point in your journey, I want to go back to sort of where it all started, where it all began. I mean, from growing up with your grandmother, did you ever think that one day this would be where the journey is? Was this always part of the plan? How did the journey all start?
Yeah, I was raised by my grandmother, and I did not think that it was going to be like what it is today, what I'm experiencing and where I am. I just focused on the things that I thought I would be good at. And the things that I thought I would be good at was, one, to be disciplined and ensure that, one, I don't lose the spirit of that strong work ethic that I inherited from my grandmother. And from the basics at home, doing things, following up on things, waking up at the time that my grandmother taught me to wake up. I still wake up at that 4 a.m. Why? Because I believed that story of building that success. So I never thought it would reach a stage where I am today. And I'm humbled by that, yeah.
Dr. Deckett, when you look at that journey and the discipline and the work ethic that came through, I mean, for those that know you and for those that have engaged with you and worked with you, some would say that you certainly haven't lost it. If anything, you've gotten even more disciplined in your involvement with the businesses. How do you go from kind of being one of the founders of a business like Optimum to having to leave and start all over again and building Seriti from the ground up, building Massimong from the ground up? How do you keep transitioning throughout life? Because I imagine life would come with a set of challenges, and to remain focused in that time must be something.
That's very true. That's very true. You know, when we built Optimum, within the confines of our dream was to build a powerful coal mining business. And it so happened that in 2012, when Glencore bought the business, I could have easily retired. I could have walked away and started doing something maybe for fun. But I realized that it's in me, it's in my blood, and I'm not going to. The word retirement, the word walk away is nowhere in my vocabulary. And I started working with the teams that we built Massimo Group Holdings. And then we started building Seriti Group Holdings with the partners we have, the shareholders we have. And that the spirit is still there, the grit, the resilience, the fighting spirits. I'm not going away. I am going to continue building what I'm building. And much as you know or hear stories of people like Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm still going to build what I'm building. Now, the other interesting thing about my story is the fact that I just am an operator who doesn't believe in that story of being strategic, sitting in a head office. I struggle with that. I interfere a lot, and I've been criticized that I'm a poor delegator. I'm a micromanager. Yes, I am. I'd love to know the details. I'd love to know what is happening in every business. If possible, I'd love to spend more hours in all those businesses to make sure that they are successful.
I actually have heard a story about that from a mutual friend of ours who has said that at any given moment you will be up, you'll be on site at the mine instead of in the office, because that's just the type of person that you are, and that's quite an inspiring thing. Dr. Deckett, how do we move into sharing? You've said that obviously you don't want to, you find it difficult to have these delegation conversations and all of that, but at the same time, you've been able to build a team and multiple teams of individuals. And I want to look at sharing, and I want to look at trust and the role that that's played in business. I mean, I know the story of the relationship that you have with Doug Gain, and you've told that story before. And with Massimong now, with your son being involved in the Massimong group, how do you bring together those people into the space and say, this is the team, this is how we move forward, and this is the team that's going to make the business work?
Well, it's alignment. I work with people who are aligned to the story. What is the story? The story is how do we build something that is generational, something that will be part of the history, something that will not be forgotten in 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time. An example of the team that I work with, it's people who are A, smarter than me. They're super smart. Two, highly qualified people. Three, these are the people not only who have intellectual horsepower, but these are the people with the energy to drive things. I mean, you mentioned the name of Doug Gane. That gentleman has worked with me for years and he understands one word: resilience, resilience, resilience. And it's the trust that you entrust on people and say, can you do this with me? And people believe in the journey. And such people, the ships, as they say, if you listen, watch the movie Good Godfather, they talk about the ships sailing the same direction. That's the team that you want to work with. And I've never ever had people working for me. People don't work for me, they work with me because we traverse the journey together. So for me, I drive that resilience and I make sure that I instill the spirit of it's a can-do attitude, and we build big things. If you can see the team now that is building our new exciting business in Sirity Green, it's a team that can do things and they are going to make things happen.
In your journey, you would have seen and faced multiple obstacles. How do you approach obstacles now? Understanding that, of course, it's everything from a learned point of view. There were some times where you didn't have the knowledge of how to navigate things, but how do you see obstacles now? Because those come no matter which industry you're in, no matter which sector you're in, no matter how many years of business you've been at it for, there will always be obstacles. How do you navigate those?
Well, the most important thing is this, it's the ability to listen. I found that I am a listener. It's a skill I learned over the years. I'm not a good listener naturally, but I've learned over the years that I tend to listen a lot to people. I tend to take advice. That humility that I've tried not to deal with arrogance on my side. That is, I've tried not to be. I know that it can creep in things like, that hubris, the thinking that you know it all. I'm careful, careful, careful about that. So the most important part for me is to listen. That's number one. The second one is I have a tendency to focus on the goal at hand. What is it that we want to achieve? What is it that we're driving for? And right now it's growth. Right now it's resilience. Right now it's the future. And those are the things I don't get distracted easily. And the third important one is I worry a lot about health. My health is important. I know that if my health were to fail tomorrow, everything crumbles, everything falls apart. And you can't pay anything for good health. If you have good health, you think quickly, you are able to focus, as I said earlier, and the most important thing, stay humble. Stay humble and listen. I listen a lot.
If you're just joining us, we're in conversation with the co-founder and CEO of Seriti Resources Group Holdings, Mike Deke, around his entrepreneurial and business journey and what success has looked like to him in the world of business. And Dr. Deke, I want to move to something that you said. You touched on it now around the various aspects that go into building the team, guiding a team, making sure everything is there. And we just spoke about, obviously, how you navigate challenges, and that's an important aspect of it. I want to look at the side of it where the learnings come through. So you learn from the challenges, you learn from the mistakes. How do you keep that learning constant? How do you stay afresh or abreast of certain things?
Well, I try to read a lot. I read quite a number of books at the same time. And at times I lose focus, as in, what am I reading now? But I continue to read. The second one is I love to mentor young people. And that's where you pick up a lot of ideas from young people who you sit and listen to them. I try to allocate an hour a week or an hour, 2 hours a week, young people who are aspiring business people, aspiring corporate people. And I sit with those people. And the third big thing for me is I watch people who have traversed this journey. I have watched people who have done great things, and I say, what is it that has made that person different from me? And again, it's just that big word, to learn. I'm not scared to learn. I learn every day, and people are teaching me a lot of new things. And the younger generation who are coming up now, they tell you of interesting stories. But again, you don't move away from the things that you've found, that have delivered success for you over the years. There are certain things that have become a habit to me, and nobody is going to stop me from waking up. Nobody is going to stop me from reading a lot of things. Nobody is going to stop me from, I think I'm a poor delegator and I'm not proud of it, but it's just, I just want things to be done. I don't walk away until something is completed.
It's important to be self-aware and to acknowledge those sorts of things. I suppose it makes you an even stronger person, whether it's in a business capacity or even in a personal capacity. Ntateteke, where do you think businesses or individuals or companies are going wrong in the journeys of business? I mean, business, as we said, is not an easy thing to venture into, whether you're doing it on behalf of a corporate or in a personal capacity. Where do you think people could improve when looking at strengthening their businesses and finding success in business?
Well, the first one is, why does the business exist? Why does your business exist? What is the purpose of my business? If you can answer that question, that's important, one. The second one, the business is about decisions. Every day, every minute, every hour, it's decision, decision, decision. And I must tell you, the decisions we make are tough. As they say, hard things are hard. Don't be scared to get involved in hard conversations. One, to make sure that the word no becomes comfortable with you. If you become uncomfortable saying no, you're going to have a problem. And somebody taught me an interesting lesson years ago to say, no reasonable man has ever built anything of significance. No reasonable man. You have to be unreasonable at times. You have to. There are conversations and discussions and exercises that you get involved in business where you feel that you are very uncomfortable about, but they will yield results. They will yield results, and don't be scared to confront those challenging times. It will happen in business. It's never easy at all. There are times when it's easy. You make money, you generate value, you create value, you make shareholders happy. But when conversations become hard and difficult and decisions become hard to make or to call on, I'm telling you, that's the time where you have to stand up and be counted. And if you're scared of those conversations and that discomfort, don't venture into business.
Looking at your journey now, looking at all of the years that have spanned across all of the different sectors, everything that you've done within the business realm, when you look at your journey, and I don't want to say your career, because it's been more of a journey than just a career. What would you say defines success for you at this juncture?
At this juncture, one, I don't want to lose focus. I want to build what I'm building now. In other words, I don't want to chase more than 20, 30 things all over the place. I want to be focused, focused, focused. The second one, it's a strong work ethic. I'm not one of those people who would say, where I am now, I'm not going to wind down and say, reduce my working hours, don't go to the office on a particular day. No. In fact, it's getting worse now that I must push, I must be resilient, I must be gritty in making sure that I stay the course. And am I tired? No, I'm not tired. Why? Because I have to worry about my health and ensure that I continue to deliver the results that I've consistently delivered to the shareholders, to the different stakeholders, and try and put a smile on every person's face.
How are you finding that balance? You mentioned, of course, earlier in the conversation that health is the most important thing. Nothing matters outside of that. And I imagine second to things like health within the wellness space is carving out the time for family, carving out the time for the things that are important. How do you carve out that time amidst staying focused and staying so dedicated to work?
Well, it's unfortunate that I'm one of those people without hobbies. I don't play the things that are called hobbies. I don't have. My life is about waking up, a very boring life, go to the office, work, go back home. And I spend time at home. I try to make sure that I spend time and pay attention to family issues. But at the center of everything, you write, family is number one. Family is the cornerstone of everything. Then the second part is your health. Everybody who worries about you at the end of the day, you end up sleeping at home, and that's where you rest, and that's where people will look after you and make sure that. So I don't have hobbies. I'm not one of those people who would say I spend 2 hours somewhere doing something else. My focus is just the office, then home, just the office, then home.
From humble beginnings to disciplined growth, and above all else, a strong focus on work and balancing everything in between. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Dr. Tekke, thank you so much for the time and for the insights. It's been an absolute pleasure. That was Mike Tekke, who is the co-founder and CEO of Seriti Resources Group Holdings, joining us for our special on success in business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.